Well, wonderful. Hey, listen, we just want to thank everyone who took part in today. All of you children were great, and the adult choir also. Just a special word of thanks to Greta and to Sandy, to Paul on the organ, to Olga and Charlotte and Desiree for all their work for today's program. Thank you. Oh, wonderful. Now, I do want to announce, we do have child care in our nursery for any whose children need to be there. It's available for the remainder of the morning, so you can make your way there if that is so needed. Now, together in December, we've been on this journey of Advent. We've talked about it as a journey of hope. It's a journey of openness. Last week we looked at our Advent journey as a journey through some sorrow but into joy. But this morning we've seen and heard once more how Advent is primarily, as you guys have so wonderfully told us, about God's journey to us, right? God coming to us. The story of Jesus' birth, as we heard again so beautifully this morning, is the story of God's incarnation. In what many have described as the most important verse in the entire New Testament, we read, "The Word became flesh and made its dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and full of truth." Those are John's words in his Gospel, the first chapter in the 14th verse. Our storyteller and Saint Nick reminded us of the miracle of Christmas, and that is simply this, that God came to earth in the baby Jesus. One of my favorite authors' kids is a fellow by the name of Frederick Buechner, and you know how he described the incarnation? He said the incarnation is God in diapers. God in diapers, right? It's as simple, it's as unsophisticated, and he was in diapers, and it's as unreligious as that, God in diapers. But it's deeply profound. And John tells us that when God was born into the world as the baby Jesus, that God made his dwelling. He came to live with us. When John says that in Jesus, God came and lived among us, he uses a great word. He uses a word that in the Greek translation of the Old Testament is the same word that was used when Israel would see with their eyes the actual presence of God. You'll remember that God, when he gave the manna to the children of Israel as they're making their way through the wilderness, the Bible tells us that, "Behold, the children of Israel beheld the glory of the Lord as it appeared in a cloud." And before God gave us the Ten Commandments, before he gave that to the nation of Israel, the Bible tells us that the glory of the Lord settled in on Mount Sinai. And when Solomon's temple was being dedicated, the word tells us that the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. That same word for glory is the one that John uses when he talks about what filled the life of Jesus. Because in Jesus, God's glory and Jesus' own glory are shown, because Jesus is God in human form. God in Jesus has come to us as close as is divinely possible. And he did it by actually living among people like you and me. And the best way to know who God is and what God is like is to look at Jesus. Paul writes in Colossians, the first chapter in the 19th verse, "For God was pleased to have the fullness of God dwell in Christ." If God would come and live a human life on earth, it would be the life of Jesus. And that's exactly what God did. God lived a human life on earth in the person of Jesus. And he did it from start to finish. as St. Nicholas told us this morning. He did it from diapers to death. That's the incarnation. For only Jesus was God in the flesh. And God came in Jesus, as John declares a little bit later on in that same verse, full of grace and truth. So what that means is that Jesus embodies all the grace of God, all the grace that is God's undeserved favor to us, all the grace that is God's forgiveness for all of our sins, all the grace that is God's unconditional love for us, all the grace that is God's unrelenting pursuit of a right relationship with you and me and everyone else in the world who has ever lived. Grace is God's greatest gift to us, for it contains the sure promise of life abundant, of life eternal, and of a life set free from sin. But Jesus also embodies, John says, the truth of God. To know truth, you must see Jesus. I mean, Jesus said it himself. He says, I am the way, I'm the truth, and the life. The truth of who God is not primarily revealed to us in propositions. Truth is a person. Truth is God in the flesh. The truth of who God is Jesus. One writer has said this: ever since people began to think about God, they have been trying to define just who and what he is, and their puny minds get no nearer a definition. But we can cease thinking and look at Jesus Christ and say, that's what God is like. Jesus did not come to talk to people about God. He came to show people what God is like, so that the simplest mind might know him as intimately as the mind of the greatest philosopher. Jesus himself said it. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. I hope all of you have been using in your homes this little devotional that Greta handed out. Come to Bethlehem. It's the Advent pop-up little tent and stickers that you've been... I know Luke has really loved this. But it talks about how important it is that it's Jesus who we worship, because it says, come to Bethlehem and see. If we've seen Jesus, we've seen the Father. One of my favorite theologians, Dr. Seuss, has this to say in his great theological treatise, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. Then the Grinch thought something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little more. Who knew that the Grinch was such a master of understatement? For the greatest grace, the greatest truth, the greatest mystery of Christmas, the greatest gift of humankind has ever known is simply this: God came to us when the Word became flesh and made its dwelling among us. Charles Dickens wrote, it's good to be children sometime, and never better than Christmas when its mighty founder was a child himself. So with childlike joy, may we come to this Christmas day, lost in wonder, lost in love, Boston prays. For the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Thanks be to God. In a moment, our ushers